The biggest request came from the police department, which asked for $81,000 to hire a new police officer. The department's applying for a federal grant that will pay for an officer for 3 years as long as the city pays for the fourth year, so this next year's spending would actually be reimbursed if the city gets the grant, Finance Director Jody Tao explained.
We still have the budget for it because we're going to spend it out of payroll, but we'll also have a revenue line item to, you know, balance it out for those first 3 years, and then the fourth year that the city actually has to pay themselves, we would have that revenue line item we just have an expense.
The councilors gave unanimous approval for the officer funding on the condition that the city is awarded the federal grant. The department also requested another $4,500 to purchase some non-lethal weaponry for the police department, including a shotgun that fires beanbags or rubber bullets and the replacement of old pepper spray canisters. Considering the recent officer-involved shooting in Petersburg, Councilor Nancy Strand thought the equipment was a reasonable request.
I think that it's a terrible responsibility to put on any officer to deal with the outcome of the situation, and any of the stale pepper spray aside, I don't think a shotgun that shoots less lethal ammunition is out of, a request for that is out of order here.
The council approved it unanimously. The council also approved another $8,000 for the fire department. Fire and Emergency Medical Services Director Sandy Dixon explained that money will provide required training for advanced EMTs.
Every other year we put on an EMT 2 course, which trains our advanced life support EMS responders. It's required to keep our certification every 2 years. The city offers advanced life support on the ambulance in the city code. So it's really important training. I, as an EMT-1 instructor, am not allowed to teach those skills. I mean, we can do it during drill, but it's not good enough to recertify every 2 years.
No one on the council disagreed with the need for EMT training, but some were uneasy continuing to add money to a general fund budget that was already at a deficit. As proposed by the city manager, the city would spend just under $9 million from its general fund for the city next year, about $450,000 more than it will bring in. Councillor Sue Flint questioned whether the fire department couldn't find the money it needed within the proposed budget.
I just was hoping that maybe we could find $8,000 in this $470,000 somewhere to cover it. I know that they need the training, and I'm all for that training. We all want them trained and ready to take care of us, but to keep adding to this deficit budget really is kind of scary.
But according to Fire and EMS Director Dixon, the department reduced its budget by 7.5% last year, and almost all of the increase in this year's budget was due to a one-time purchase of an $18,000 cardiac monitor. Flint and the other counselors ultimately gave their approval to add the training money. Then there was the citywide computer system. The server computer that keeps that system running is in serious need of replacement, according to staff. Finance Director Jody Tao and Information Services Director Greg Ball explained the need to Mayor Al Dwyer and the council.
If something happens, like at least us downstairs, we'll be dead in the water. We won't be able to, you know, process utility bills. So
what if I happen to a pencil and paper? I'm only kidding.
Think of how many people the computer is replacing for personnel.
The whole city,
the server,
everything, even the police department would be dead in water because right now their RMS system is residing on this server. The server is 8 years old and really out of date.
That is very out of date.
Yeah.
Councilor Rick Braun and the others on the council acknowledged the need for a new server, and they all voted to add the $15,000 request to the budget. Most, however, were not willing to spend $27,500 for more staff time at the public library. According to librarian Tara Alcock, the money would allow 3 12-hour-a-week clerks to go to 20 hours a week at the busy facility.
We have about 54,000 visits a year or more. I'm the only full-time person on staff. We have a series of three-quarter and part-timers, and it's a struggle to keep up. And so we have a need for the staff. I wanted to let you all be aware of the need. We're not creating a new position. We're simply adding to the hours of our current positions. And although I am aware you're in a bit of a fiscal pinch this year, I did want to just be on the record as letting you know we have this need, and it's only growing.
Several of the counselors were sympathetic to the need, but most did not see it as critical enough to warrant boosting the deficit again. Counselor Dan Hickman was uncomfortable with the increasing personnel costs, especially since the city has not yet negotiated its new contract with current employees.
We have some reduced revenues. We seem to be spending money. And people are the primary expense of the city, since we are services. I'm just having a lot of trouble with keep adding and keep spending here. With reduced revenues and things happening that are ongoing, such as the negotiations with the unions, et cetera.
The library request failed 6-1. Only Strand voted for it. The general fund additions the council did agree on totaled just under $109,000, which would boost the deficit in the general fund to about $560,000. Also on Friday, the councilors agreed to add more money to the budget for the Petersburg Economic Development Council. The additional $75,000 comes out of the city's $4.6 million economic fund, so it does not add to the city's deficit. The city allocates up to $150,000 from that fund each year, and the organization has not always used the entire amount. However, the PEDC expects to use some of that regular money this year to support the community cold storage, since the facility is not going to have an anchor tenant to keep it in the black. According to PEDC Coordinator Liz Cabrera, the supplemental funds would allow the organization to keep working on other economic development projects while also keeping the cold storage open. Several councilors had concerns over the long-term sustainability of the cold storage, but they voted unanimously to include the extra funding this year. The council still has to vote on final approval of the entire budget, including the revisions. That's expected to happen on the 21st. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.